The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
Welcome to Webster Groves Health Radio. I'm your host, Matt Factor, from Factor Physical Therapy. That's located in Webster Groves at the corner of Watson and Laclede Station Road in Yorkshire Village. And I'm here with my co-host, David Factor. On Webster Groves Health Radio, we discuss health-related issues along with improving our community. For today's show, we invited on Heath Norton of Title Boxing. Welcome to the show, Heath.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, welcome. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Awesome. So I'm originally from Kansas City, Missouri, and we moved down here six and a half years ago, and I was trying to find a job, couldn't find a job, so I decided to open up a studio, a fitness studio. So Title Boxing Club was born. I actually trained at a Title Boxing Club when I was in Kansas City. Loved the concept, loved the workouts, loved the results. Myself and my business partner partnered up, pulled together our money, and opened up in 2012 in Rock Hill.
Oh, wow. So tell me a little bit about, so you opened a fitness studio. What kind of fitness studio was it?
So our studio is a boxing and kickboxing inspired workout studio. Oh, so okay. Lots of people think that Title Boxing Club is like a fight gym, and it's it's not actually. It's a boutique. We're in the boutique fitness category. So we compete mostly with like yoga studios, Pilates studios, bar places, places like Orange Theory and Shred are kind of our main competition. 75% of our clientele is actually women. So we're not a true fight gym. It's a studio where we definitely get at boxing and kickboxing inspired workout by boxing and kickboxing trainers that do fight, but it's you won't get hit in the face, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
For most people anyway. So
How'd you get interested in boxing?
So I actually when I started in Kansas City, I was looking for a different workout. Lifted a lot of weights, played a lot of basketball, but it was starting to get tough on my body as far as the basketball. And one of my buddies started doing Krav Maga. I don't know if you guys are familiar. Uh-huh. Yeah, so it's an Israeli defense. And I looked into Krav Maga, and it was a little too intense for me. but Title Boxing Club had just opened up in Kansas City, and I went to one of the workouts. And I remember my first workout, I thought I was in pretty good shape, and it just destroyed me. I was just seeing all type of lucky charms, just purple lines, blue stars. I was like, what is going on? I thought I was in shape. And then I started going back to it because I loved the workouts, but then I kind of fell in love with the boxing part of it. And just the regimen and the training and the discipline and the technique and the knowledge behind it. I think that people that really get into martial arts and boxing find that the people that are in that craft are really serious about that craft, and it is indeed a true craft if you do it the right way. Those guys, and I can attest to those guys and gals spend hours in the gym working hard, working on the things that's going to make them better. And I fell in love with the discipline of it, right? So the determination to say, okay, every day I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna go do this one thing and get better at it. So I kind of fell in love with that part of it. And I think it's one of those things that boxing's been around and martial arts have been around literally for thousands of years, right? Combat sports have been around for thousands of years. It's not a new thing, and the workout is not a new thing. What we've done is we've taken in a workout that's been around for a long, long time and really cleaned it up and made it accessible to the masses and made it where it's fun and energetic and clean.
Right.
But it's something that you can do. You get the same type of results without having to worry about, the bad things that come from boxing or kickboxing, like getting a punch in the face. So,
yeah. So how did you, so is this your first introduction to boxing then, 6.5 years ago when you were just kind of looking around, or had you grown up as a boxer?
No, I didn't grow up as a boxer. I mean, I watched boxing. Obviously I was, I'm going to tell an older man, but I'm closing on 40 or whatnot. So I was, I'm kind of from that Mike Tyson era. So, we would watch Mike Tyson fight and like, wow, that guy's amazing. And that's kind of the era that I came from. So I always had a love and appreciation for the sport, but I never practiced it officially, as a youngster. We'd have little backyard scrums or whatnot, but nothing official. until I started about 10 years ago in Kansas City. And then I started taking classes there. Then I started working with some of the trainers one-on-one and doing some more high level stuff, did a little bit of sparring, stuff like that, to kind of really know the ins and outs of it. And then I officially opened up our studio here in St. Louis 6 years ago, almost 6 years ago.
Do you have any sparring at your gym?
No sparring at our gym.
No sparring?
No, we are, like I said, we are truly a fitness studio. We don't do any sparring. We do mitt work and bag work, jump rope and all type of stuff like that, but we don't do any sparring in our studio.
So what makes title boxing different than, you said, some of your competitors like Orange Theory and all the other ones?
You know, those are all great workouts. There's some really great instructors at all those places, because I know most of the instructors here in St. Louis, and there's some great instructors around. I think the one thing that differentiates us from the other studios is the fact that it is a true boxing and kickboxing inspired workout. And I think until you've actually come in and you've worked on a heavy bag, there's something, me personally believe there's therapeutic about it. I don't know if you guys know this, they did a study, but they said that the human hand has evolved over time to make a fist, right? So I think there's something biological about that, right? Evolutionary about the process of actually being able to punch something. And I think especially in our today's society where there's so many stresses in your life, right? You got your kids, you got your job, you got all the technology that could be a stressor. All workouts are great workouts, I believe, but I think there's something about releasing that in a physical way on an inanimate object, like a heavy bag, where you do get some sort of release. And I think that is what our workouts provide. And especially for a lot of people, especially women, it's empowering, right? Mm-hmm. I see women come in that you wouldn't think they're such the bad A's that they are, right? They're tough. Their nails tough. And honestly, they're tougher than the guys. That's just the truth. The women that come in, they're tougher than the guys. And I think that workout brings something out of them that they may not even know that they had, or if they do know it, they haven't got a chance to bring out. If you're working every day, taking care of your kids, doing things that you got to do to get by, sometimes you don't take care of yourself, right? And it just happens. It happens in life. You're like, oh man, I need to get a workout in. I need to eat better. I need to sleep better. I need to be a better person. I need to love more. All those type of things. You don't do those things because you're so worried about everybody else. And I find, especially with a lot of the women that come in, the reality is, in most people's cases, women are they take care of everybody.
And
my wife definitely takes care of
me. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They take care of everybody. So then there's a chance for them for that hour to have somebody, for them to take care of themselves. So
yeah,
I think there's something empowering about that.
And are you guys teaching them to box when they're there?
Yeah, if you come to our studio, you will learn how to box and kickbox in a way that's legit. I mean, we're not a cardio kickboxing class, and not to disparage any other place, but if you go to like, say, Club Fitness and take a cardio kickboxing class.
Right, they're just kicking to kick. They're not learning any technique or...
Yeah, for cardio.
I say we've got 14 trainers, I believe, 14 or 15 trainers. I would say of the 14 or 15, 12 of them either fight now or used to fight. Mm-hmm. We've got about 150 years of experience between all of our guys and gals in real combat situations. We got 3 or 4 professional fighters that, you know, they make their living fighting other people. So you're learning from guys and gals that have done this at a really high level, and you get to learn from them in a way where you don't have to worry about getting hit, getting hurt,
right.
But you get that same type of experience and knowledge, and you get their literally thousands of hours of being in the gym conveyed to you.
Are there different levels of the classes? So
our classes are split between boxing and kickboxing. We do have two one-on-one classes that are kind of introductory classes, but we set the studio up, we set the classes up where it's for everybody. The beautiful thing about our studio is that we literally have ages 8 to 81 and anybody in between there. So the classes can be modified, the workouts can be modified. Everybody's going to work at their own pace. We have some people in there that are, like I said, we have the trainers, or some of those guys are professionals, and we have some people that are high-level athletes in there. I've had professional football players in there, and hockey and soccer that they've taken the classes, all the way down to the average Joe, all the way down to people that literally have Parkinson's that are taking the classes with somebody else. But the thing is about the boxing, kickboxing workouts is, because it's just you in the bag, there's not any other equipment that you have to worry about. So you're not on a treadmill where you worry about, okay, I might, you know, hurt myself, or you're not on some sort of exercise equipment where you can get hurt. It's just you and the bag and your body doing the work.
Yeah, so, working within your limits.
Exactly.
Right. One of the first things that I noticed when visiting your gym was you guys had heavy bags everywhere. Can you kind of describe how your gym's set up and everything?
Sure. So we have 56 heavy bags, and they're Thai bags. So in Thailand, the national sport is kickboxing. So they're Thai bags, and if you're really into the sport, the art, you know, they're called banana bags in Thailand.
Because
in Thailand, they're based off, the bags are designed after banana trees, which they would actually work on with their kicks. Mm-hmm. So they go from head to all the way almost down to the floor. So because in kickboxing, you know, you're going to throw kicks in knees and elbows. So we've got 56 Thai bags that are 110 pounds there. We've also got some other kind of supplementary bags like speed bags and double end bags, uppercut bags as well too that we have. But for the most part, people work on those heavy bags. It's an instructor led class. So there's an instructor that's taking you through the workout. He or she will guide you through the entire process. For the most part, our classes are 1 hour long. So the first 15 minutes is going to be a warm up. Want to get your body warmed up, get you all your limbs and joints and stuff like that. So it's going to be some calisthenics, some shadow boxing and whatnot, some dynamic stretching to get your body warmed up. And then for 30 minutes, the actual time where you'll be punching on the bags or kicking the bags and kneeing the bags. And we divide that up into 8 3-minute rounds. So for 3 minutes, what you'll do is you'll throw combinations on the bag. And then for 1 minute, we do what's called an active rest. And that active rest will give you time to kind of shake your arms out, clear your mind. We'll still be active, moving around, like bouncing around or jumping jacks or squats or something like that. And then we'll get right back to those bags when that 1 minute is up. And the last 15 minutes is all abs and core. Mm-hmm. So it's a full body workout designed to give you, you know, a head to toe experience.
So you mentioned that you don't need any equipment, so people don't have to go buy boxing gloves and figure out how all this works.
Well, for your first class, you don't need anything. So the first class at our studio is always free. So you could come in and kind of try it out, see what you think about it. So we have gloves and hand wraps. So you come in and we'll wrap your hands because under the gloves, there's hand wraps that we use to kind of protect your wrist and knuckles and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You guys being physical therapists know the importance of those
types. Of course. Of things, yeah.
Right? Protection first. And then you can put the gloves on. So the thing is, though, after you join the studio, 99% of people buy their own stuff because we have loaner gloves and wraps, but it's always good to have your own stuff, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we sell gloves from pink to purple to orange to yellow to all the colors. So you kind of get some individuality with your gloves and wraps.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah,
that's nice. And I don't have to go and buy them out before I get to your class.
And the good thing about it is that Title Boxing is actually the largest distributor of boxing and boxing related equipment in the United States. Mm-hmm. So we could pretty much get anything that you want when it comes to gloves or wraps. So you don't have to worry about, and most, I tell people, they're like, I'm going to go to Walmart and buy some gloves. And I'm like, well, see, you can do that. But first of all, we'll have it at a better price. And second of all, a way better quality.
Wow, that's nice. Yeah. What type of shape does someone have to be in, like when they come in for any type of workout? No shape.
I mean, just show people, like, I've heard people say, well, I need to get in shape before I come there. And I'm like, I've heard that, that's, you don't need, you just come in. You'll get in shape by coming.
Right.
You know what I mean? We literally have people that have Parkinson's that come to our studio. Mm-hmm. We have people that have not worked out in years that come to our studio. If you want to come in, just if you can't do any type of calisthenics, you just want to just move left to right and then just hit the bag and start to build on. I've seen that. I've pretty much seen it all at the studio.
Yeah.
As far as people's fitness levels.
Right. So you guys do boxing, kickboxing, and then do you guys do any like MMA type of inspired workouts and stuff like that?
That's a great question. We actually are rolling out a MMA class after Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact. And so the good thing about the MMA class is that we're going to have another type of bag that we'll use with the Thai bags or the heavy bags. They're bags for body work. So in MMA, for those folks that don't know, it's mixed martial arts. It's a combination of all the disciplines, boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu. So the MMA bags that we have will allow people to come down and do stuff on the heavy bags on the ground. So like ground and pound, work on like side positions and side control. I've done the class. It's a whole nother level of workout, but those will start soon. Yes.
Okay, cool.
All right. I would like to thank Heath Norton of Title Boxing in Rock Hill for coming and talking with us about his practice. Just wanted to remind our listeners that they are listening to Webster Groves Health Radio on KWRH LP with Matt Factor and David Factor of Factor Physical Therapy. And our guest is Heath Norton of Title Boxing in Rock Hill.
So yeah, so you were saying again about basically the MMA, that it's just kind of it's a new type of workout that's coming out. When do you think that's going to be part of your guys' location?
Yeah, so the goal is to have those classes live on the schedule after Thanksgiving, the week after Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. So very soon.
Very soon. Yeah, we've actually been, I sent two of my trainers to Kansas City to get officially trained on how to teach the class the right way. And we'll be rolling it. We've been doing some introductory classes already to kind of get people, because there's some new techniques that people have to know. So this class, the MMA class, will not be for new people because it's a pretty technical class as far as just the movements. And I think if you've never boxed or kickboxed before, then throwing that at you as well is too much. So this is for people that have been coming for a while. We have some really long-term members, but we actually have a bunch of people that have been with us since we opened up. So this class is kind of more designed for people that have been coming for a while. They've already got the boxing, the kickboxing down, and they want to add to it with the MMA classes. So
are the classes offered all throughout the day, or are they only like before work and after work? Or what do you guys have set up?
We have 38 classes a week that we offer. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, a bunch. 6 a.m., 9 a.m., noon, 3:45, 5. 6:15, and those classes are Monday through Thursday. And then we also have a 7:30 p.m. class Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We have classes at 6 a.m., 9 a.m., noon, and 5:30 on Friday. We have classes on the weekends as well, 8, 10, 11, and 12. And then on Sundays, it's 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. And along with that, there's also open studio time. So we have a weight and cardio equipment area back in the back, so you can come in and do your own workout. We've got, you know, a squat rack, we've got kettlebells, we've got slam balls, we got dumbbells, TRX, steel maces, you name it, we probably got it back there for you to work out on.
So that's a good amount of classes. How many trainers do you have there?
We've got, oh man, I think we've got 15 trainers.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have 15. I always lose count, but I believe we have 15 trainers, yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you guys offer private training?
We definitely offer personal training as well, too, for boxing and kickboxing, also for, you know, weight training as well too,
and possibly for the MMA coming up after
yes.
people start. Mm-hmm,
for sure.
All right.
We would definitely offer.
How do the workouts change over time? Is it up to you as your physical capacity expands, then you challenge yourself more?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. That's the main thing with the workouts, is the more you come, the better you get it, and actually the better you get, the more you get out of your workout, because you already, you know the combinations, you know the movements, then versus having to look and say, okay, what is the trainer doing? You already know, and you can get right to it. So you'll be able to punch the bag at a faster rate, at a harder rate, because your technique is better. You'll be able to do the workouts at a more efficient pace, so you get more out of it.
Now, when I was there, yeah, the setup, it is pretty great, though. It's not too hard to find the trainer, because he's right in the center of class. Mm-hmm. And he's at the middle heavy bag,
right,
and you're sitting there working out right along with him.
For sure. Like I said, we do a great job. Make sure that the new people come in are identified, and that they know who the trainers are, and the trainers actually like to spend a few minutes with them before class, and then mm-hmm. he or she checks in with them while the class is going on as well too. So we really try to make sure, because we understand that there's a lot of intimidation for folks that come in, because what they think is not really what it is, right? They think, and I've heard many people say, well, I don't want to go there because I don't want to get hit. I'm like, and I always tell people, like, believe me, it's not that type of studio. It's a workout. It's a boutique workout studio. That's what it is. But there's that intimidation coming in, because, I mean, the reality is my trainers, they're tough guys and gals. I mean, there are some tough dudes. I mean, tough dudes and gals. I mean, they fight competitively, so they're very much in shape, and there's, we have a very high tattoo ratio of
so. Yeah, honestly, I mean, when I had driven past it before, I saw Title Boxing Club. I was like, I guess that's where all the boxers train.
Yeah, a lot of people think that. They think that there's it's a true fight gym. And there's, if you have been to our studio and been to a real fight gym, you would know the difference. And that's not to disparage any fight gyms, but the fight gyms, if you go to a fight gym, you know it's a fight gym when you walk in. It's just a different feel. It's a different vibe. It's kind of grimy. You know what I mean? It's people in there that are, you know, this is what they do for a living, and they're there to work. It's one of our trainers, Coach Wayne, he's one of my favorite people. He always says that, because people come in and they think that they want to fight. They're like, I want to learn how to fight. And I'm like, do you really want to learn how to fight? Because it's just a different feel. And Coach Wayne always says, he's like, there's a punching bag at every fight gym, and if you don't know who that punching bag is, it's you. So
that's probably true.
It's true.
So what usually are the duration of your classes, or you got all different lengths?
Well, for the most part, the classes are 1 hour long. We mm-hmm. do have a couple 30-minute classes over lunch, so people come in over lunch and get a 30-minute workout in. And then we have a couple of 75-minute long classes as well, too. So those classes are hour and 15. But for the most part, they're hour long classes.
So, like, let's say I wanted to join your gym. What kind of memberships do you offer? And then what can I access with that? Could I work out every day for the entire month if I wanted?
Yes. Or that's a great question. So we offer several different membership options, but we have a year-long agreement and a month-to-month, and both of those options are unlimited classes and unlimited use of the studio. So there's a lot of boutique studios where you have to sign up in advance via the mm-hmm. app or the website. And if there's no space, there's no space. But our studio, because we have so much space, we got 56 bags. We can pretty much accommodate anybody. So
we don't have,
there's no sign up in advance. And if you can't show up for a class, you're not going to get charged. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't get in trouble or anything like that. Yeah.
So it's unlimited classes, unlimited use of the gym. And that's for, you know, either the month to month or the 12 month. We also offer punch cards as well too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, cool. So wait, punch cards would be, can you explain that to the audience?
Yeah, yeah. So a punch card essentially is you would buy a set number of classes. We sell them in 3 packs and 6 packs, and then they expire in 6 months. So you just kind of, if you want to drop in every month or every other week or something like that, a punch card option might be good for you.
Yeah, so would that be like, so we're coming up on the holidays and people have family coming in from out of town and maybe their family members want to get a workout in. So is that the option that you'd present to them?
For sure, yeah. That's if you want to come in and buy a punch card, we also have drop-in rates available as well too. So a punch card would be a great option.
Cool.
What are your hours down there?
6 a.m. Open up Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Monday through Wednesday, we're open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Thursday, we're open from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday 8 to 2 and Sunday 10 to 1. So we have some pretty.
So do you have any like success stories or testimonials that like kind of come to mind? Is
there's so many. I'm actually one of our clients. He Mr. Nguyen, he owns Rabata Sushi over in Maplewood. He started mm-hmm. coming probably about 4 months, 5 months ago. He's lost 35 pounds already.
Wow.
He's been very diligent though, yeah. Right? People are always like, well, I need to lose weight. Well, I need to get in shape. And then they don't put the work in, right? There's right. got to be a corresponding.
They start strong and then they kind of peter out.
There's got to be a corresponding level of effort to what you say you want to do. And I mean, our goal is to help you get to whatever your goals are. Our goal is to say, okay, you want to lose weight or you want to strengthen up or you want to, you know, you want to get stronger. Here's how you can do that. Now it's up to you to kind of come. I tell people all the time, all you have to do is come through the doors. If you can get to the doors and get inside our studio, I promise you, we'll take care of everything else. But we can't place you in a car and drive you here. We just got to, if you can get to our doors, we will take care of everything else. So right. that's kind of our thing, yeah.
Right, terrific, terrific.
Yeah. And a lot of it too is just to kind of make sure that the listeners know, it's not only the workout, it's the nutrition, but it's also the maintenance as well too. So
mm-hmm.
here's a little plug for you guys. If you have any injuries or ailments, you got to get those taken care of first, right? Because you can't perform at a high level if you have nagging shoulder issues or back
issues. Slow you down. It's just going to make it worse. Down.
Yeah. And lots of time, my people come in, they say, well, I know I need to get this taken, look at that, but I just haven't had time. And I say, well, you can't get the most out of your workout if you don't, you know, get yourself fixed up. So.
Right, I think that's
go pretty... see the Factor Brothers.
I love it.
Yeah, so I think that's something that sometimes people think that they can simply train out of something, and sometimes they're suffering needlessly. Mm-hmm. So, but the way that you prevent these things is by coming to a gym and staying mm-hmm. in shape. So definitely, if you don't have any current issues, and all it is that you're trying to get in shape, or you're just you know a little overweight, or you're not moving like you used to, it definitely sounds like that title boxing is definitely a great option.
I think it's one of the best options just because of the fact that I think it's for everybody. I really believe that if you come in, there's something there for everybody and you will get something out of it. It's one of those things that to me, boxing and kickboxing is so much more than the physical part. It's the mental attachment as well too, because you're actually thinking about what you're doing. There's that whole mind-body connection, right? You're thinking about, okay, this is why I punch this way. This is why I move this way. This is why this punch should go this place, or this knee or kick should go this place. And you actually become, I think, a more well-rounded person. I think that the more you do anything, the better you get at it. But it's something especially like this, that's a true craft.
Yeah. Do you think that can like 12-year-olds come in and do it? Can young kids do it?
Yeah. So as a matter of fact, so 8 years old and up can come to the classes. Eight years old.
Right.
We're actually though, I'm glad you brought that up. Dude, were you reading my mind?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're gonna be rolling out a teen class though in 3 weeks, I believe. Okay. On Saturdays at 9 a.m. for 12 to 18-year-olds.
Oh,
so it'll be just 14.
Oh, perfect.
For them to come out and, you know, learn boxing, kickboxing in a place that's safe as far as like, you know, there's not a bunch of older people there. They can come with their other buddies, you know what I mean, gals,
sure.
guys or gals, and we'll have a special team class just for them.
Yeah, that's outstanding.
And what time was that again?
It's going to be on Saturdays at 9 in a few weeks. We're working on getting all the kinks worked out right now. We're actually working with Kids Explore. You guys familiar with Kids Explore?
No, explain that.
Yeah, Kids Explore is an organization. It's kind of like ClassPass for kids.
Oh, yeah.
So they can sign up through Kids Explore and do a bunch of different activities.
Oh, cool.
The parents can, because having a kid apparently costs a lot of money. I didn't know.
Yeah.
So there's all these activities that are for kids and young folks to do on Kids Explore, and the parents can pay like a lower price because the prices are discounted if they're through Kids Explore, and they can go and take different type of activities. And we're going to be on Kids Explore soon. So
wow, that's great. That's great. Well, so
go ahead.
I was just going to see. So I guess who would you consider though your like ideal client? Like.
That's tough to say. I won't say what our ideal client is. I'll tell you what the client makeup is right now. So, like I said, 75% of our clientele is women, and I would say of that, between 25 and 45 is kind of where the bulk of our clientele falls. Now, with that being said, we have all levels and all, and there's outliers in every situation, but that would be kind of the main makeup of our clientele. We don't really have an ideal client. I tell you, if you've got legs and arms and you're left from your right, you're an ideal client, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so it sounds like, so since there's not really any sparring and things like that, people don't need to worry about headgear, mouth guards, nothing that intense, right?
No, you don't. Just wear, I tell people, just come with some, if you want to bring a bottle of water and maybe a towel, that's all you really need. Yeah, you don't need anything else. We'll take care of everything else for you.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
So like, so how can our listeners get in touch with you?
Sure. You can always give us a call. Our number is 314-925-1523. That's 314-925-1523. Our website is titleboxingclub.com. And you can go to the Rock Hill, Missouri location and search for us. You can find us on Instagram at TBC Rock Hill. That's TBC ROCKHILL. Same thing at Facebook. So it's facebook.com/TBC Rock Hill. We're also on Twitter at TBC Rock Hill as well too. So you can find us on any social media platform or just Google Title Boxing Club and Rock Hill and you'll find us. So
Heath, what comes to mind is that our listeners are listening to the program. They're getting used to your personality. Is there any way that they could ever work out with you? Are you a trainer?
I am a trainer.
Okay.
My schedule is pretty tight. I would love to work out with people. Just give us a call. We'll work something out. Put it like that.
Okay. Are the different trainers, are they spread throughout all the different classes pretty evenly? Or is it kind of like a guess as to if you come in at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, you're going to get a different trainer each time? Or is it the same trainer each time?
Yeah, so it's going to be the same trainer for that particular time slot for the most part, yeah. But we have, like I said, 15 trainers. So they're... if you come at different times throughout the different days, you're going to get a little bit taste of everything. So,
okay. Which type of training do you actually find most challenging or fun?
Obviously, boxing, kickboxing is my favorite, but I also lift weights as well too. And I run and a little bit of yoga.
So sometime I could show up in there and I'd see you lifting weights.
You're welcome anytime to show up. We can always lift together.
All right. That'd be great.
Always lift together.
Yeah. All right. I'd like to thank Heath Norton of Title Boxing in Rock Hill. We'd like to thank our listeners for joining us for Webster Groves Health Radio. Join us for upcoming shows on Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m. and Thursdays at 2:30 p.m.